New data from the National Education Association, a teachers union, show Arizona teachers saw the fourth biggest pay increase in the country between 2016-2017 and 2017-18. But even with that raise, teacher pay here still ranks 45th out of the 50 states plus D.C. Governor Doug Ducey has pledged to continue his plan to give teachers a 20% raise by 2020, which came about as a result of the Red for Ed movement last year. With me to talk more about the NEA's findings is Aaron Hart, Chief Operating Officer at Expect More Arizona. And Aaron, overall, when you look at the data on teacher salaries here, is it close to what you're seeing elsewhere?
It's definitely in line with what we're seeing elsewhere. NEA shows us as being 45th for teacher pay. And the data that we collect and report on with the Arizona Education Progress Meter shows us at 49th. So there's some differences in the data, but I think the bottom line is that no matter how you're looking at it, we're in the bottom five of states across the country. And that's a big signal that there's a lot more work to be done in Arizona.
So the NEA found that in the 2017-2018 school year, the average teacher salary in the state was a little less than $49,000. The national average was more than $60,000. What's interesting, though, is that Arizona had one of the biggest jumps in salary from school year 2016-17 and 2017-18, and still, as you say, is in the bottom five in the country.
Yeah, we are on a path to see a 20% increase in teacher pay by the year 2020. We're midway through that. So we're obviously not seeing the full realization of that in the data as it's showing up. But what's interesting, too, is that I think we all expected to see more of a jump in the data, and we haven't quite yet seen that. But I think that's because so many other states are working to increase their teacher pay as well. You know, we're not doing this in a vacuum. So as we're having the conversation here, lots of other states are having very similar conversations.
Yeah, it's important to note that the 20 by 2020 plan is not really reflected in this data. So salaries will, in theory at least, continue to go up. It's interesting what you said about other states sort of raising their bars, because I was wondering if what we're seeing in terms of Arizona having a big jump in teacher pay, but not necessarily a big jump relative to other states, was because other states were doing stuff or because we were so far behind that even a big jump didn't quite get us to where we needed to be.
I think it's a bit of all of that. Plus, there were other states who were already way ahead of us. States like Virginia, who's implementing a 5% raise, or North Carolina, who's way ahead of us, who's doing a 9.1% raise. So it's that. It's also that we were far behind. But it's also, too, that we have a really big churn of teachers in Arizona. So as the more advanced or senior teachers, they retire or they decide to leave the profession, then you've got a new younger group of teachers that earn less money. So that partially could be reflected here as well.
Let me ask you about something else that NEA found, which is the total public school enrollment. The changes from the fall of 2016 to the fall of 2017, Arizona had the biggest decline in the country, almost a 2% drop in public school enrollment. Any sense of to what we might attribute that?
Well, I think there's probably some various reasons for why we're seeing declines in enrollment. What's really interesting, though, is the impact on districts themselves. There's a district not far from here, actually, the Balt School District, who's been struggling with declines in enrollment for many, many years. And so they're faced with hard decisions of, do we keep our librarians and our nurses? Do we offer art? Do we offer music? And I don't know about you, but most teachers, most parents that I talk to, they really want those things for their kids. And so, you know, schools, because of declining enrollments, you know, they still have to keep classes going and buildings going. And so they have all these costs that are fixed that they still have to maintain, but they have less students and therefore less money coming in to support their budget. So they are making some hard choices like those because of, you know, how enrollment is looking overall.
Have we seen that being offset at all by any of the new money coming into school districts from the state?
Yeah, I think we're starting to see some hopeful things there with, like, the restoration of the district and charter additional assistance, where that was a 5-year phase in that we're now will be in year two of that. So I think there are some things that are promising, but we've still got some work to do here to make sure schools are getting equitable funding and that they have the appropriate resources to help all kids succeed.
One of the other interesting findings from the NEA report is that In terms of the number of high school graduates, Arizona's number from the 2016-17 school year again to the 2017-18 school year, it dropped slightly, a very slight drop, but still dropped, seems to be going kind of in the wrong direction from what a lot of education groups, yours included, are trying to do in terms of boosting the number of high school graduates in the state.
Yeah, that's definitely a measure that we track. And I think it's normal to expect some variation year to year to see a few percentages plus or minus. So I think it's not a huge red flag to us, but I mean, what is important in all of that is that either way you're looking at it, about 8 out of 10 kids are graduating from high school, and that's not where we want to be as a state. And I think we all know that. So that signals to me we need to be focusing on things like access to career and technical education. We need to make sure education is relevant and rigorous for all of our kids. And also school counselors. Like, how do we make sure that right now we have the worst student to counselor ratio in the country? For every one counselor, we have 903 students. So that is a near impossible caseload to manage. So if we had more counselors and more opportunity for students to have those supports, we would probably see those numbers for high school graduation start to increase.
After all the talk and the action last year with Red for Ed and all the discussion about teacher salaries and school funding and education needs and things like that, 1 year after that, are you satisfied with the level of conversation, sort of the seriousness with which policymakers are taking this issue and the actions they're taking to try to get Arizona to where it needs to be?
Well, I think most would agree that there's still a lot of work to be done, and it's going to be up to all of us, including teachers, policymakers, groups like ours as a nonprofit, working together to make that happen.
All right. That's Erin Hart, Chief Operating Officer with Expect More Arizona. Erin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.